Ideas modeled from comments of our members. Designs from members' comments. By Corporal Willie, June 9, 2010. Hardly a day goes by when I do not get some really great ideas, comments, and suggestions left on my blogs about this Gulf oil spill. I am truly humbled by the response and excellent ideas coming from this engineering.com membership. Now I want to highlight some of those ideas the members gave to the world and see if I can do them justice. I use SolidWorks and do the best that I can to create 3D models of those ideas so we can all see it better. In this first one, I am going to use some of my own ideas, along with others that were submitted. Please use your imaginations a little bit here. I am not a professional user of the program, and I am still learning it. In this first sequence of screenshots, you will see my representation of a blowout preventer like BP has on the bottom in the Gulf. It also shows my idea of a top hat, which will be the real focus here. We are now moving in closer within ROF and camera setup. Getting in closer now to bring down the top hat and made it to the bop section. Here we are getting into a close enough position that we can guide the top hat onto the fast-moving oil under high pressures. This top hat would have to be engineered to do this job with the appropriate technical expertise to deliver it and install it. This whole presentation is meant only to be an idea guide. Now we are almost there to place the top hat onto the well bore pipe. The top hat is locked down now and the plumes of escaping oil will be coming out of those four equilateral triangles. Now that the top hat is locked in place, we have to make sure that the flange and locks do not separate, so we must bring down the donut seal bladder. It is lowered in place but has very little water pressure pumped into it at this time. There is just enough pressure to make it keep its shape for proper placement. Now we have the donut-shaped sealing bladder in place and we blow it up in order to get a very tight fit over the flange and associated parts. Here is a look from down below. We start closing off the four triangular vents. This can be done electrically or hydraulically. Almost closed off now, and how fast this can be done should use experience as a guide. However, it is my hope that this combination of locks and a sealing bladder would allow a closure within an hour or two at the most while pumps are running on the ships needed on the surface to deal with this crude oil. Vents are fully closed off now, so there would be a bare minimum of oil leaking into the ocean. In this next screenshot, we back away in our ROF to monitor the pumping progress. This is a combination of one of my own ideas and one suggested by a member using a heavy rubber inflatable bladder or donut, if you prefer to call it. These ideas can be expanded upon with other ideas that I will try to convey to the members. It takes time to do, and I can only try to read the minds of the members in order to model their ideas and post them. Hope you liked my green ocean here. I just learned today that my ideas I modeled it here would never work because of pressures and stresses I have never learned about. This has already been told to me by some of our members. I am a dreamer and they are engineers. Big difference there, but I keep on trying. Comments, anyone? Bye.